This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Generation Z, which is, give or take, people born between 1995 and 2010, has been in the headlines quite a bit the past couple of years. Think the political activism from the students in Parkland, Florida, a lot of the young Black Lives Matter protesters as well, and those TikTok teenagers who messed with the Trump campaign rally in Tulsa, if you remember that. The older members of Gen Z have already started entering the workforce. Some of the younger ones, too, though, are starting companies.
My name is Michaela Ulmer. I am 15 years old, and I'm a student, a Bee ambassador, a social entrepreneur, and an author. My company actually started as a lemonade stand in Austin, Texas. I was in kindergarten, and I signed up for Lemonade Day, which is a business fair here in Austin, and I was trying to figure out what product to create and sell. I got stung by two bees and ended up doing some research and learning that they're super important to our ecosystem and food supply, but that they're also dying. And so I decided to do a lemonade stand to help save them by sweetening my lemonade with honey and donating a portion of the profits I made to organizations that help the bees. I sold each year, maybe two or three times a year, just because I enjoyed selling out of the product. And when I was around eight, a local pizza shop contacted me and said, hey, if you can find a way to bottle your product, we'd like to carry it in our store. And over the next year, more stores in Austin and eventually Whole Foods asked to carry the product. After Whole Foods asked, we got a offer from the African American Chamber of Commerce to audition for Shark Tank. And so fast forward, it started off with some local stores in Austin, Whole Foods, but it quickly grew to Fresh Market and Cost Plus World Market and different like markets around the country. 2019 was our 10-year anniversary. So we were celebrating 10 years in business. And currently my mission is to make a measurable impact on saving bees, but also teach kid entrepreneurship and social entrepreneurship. I don't think that there's a limit or any particular guidelines on who can become an entrepreneur or who can start a company. The perception is that you have to be, or not you have to be, but if you want to be successful, there's like a certain race or gender or age that you need to be if you want to make it big or like be successful or grow your company. But me and so many other kid entrepreneurs, Black-owned businesses are proving that that's not the case. And that if you have a good idea, good timing, a good team, if you can network, you can do it as well.